We're in Siman Tav Kuf Hey. Sif Aleph, the Rama says, Einu Yehudi HaChole Behema B'Yom Tov Yisrael Ro'ehu. If an non-Jew milks an animal on Yom Tov and a Jew watches it, Yesh LaHakel, one is able to be lenient. The Mishmer explains that we must be talking about an animal which is meant for eating, or the animal is being milked by the non-Jew, belongs to the non-Jew, and therefore there's no issue of muksa, because we know that if it's not meant for eating, if it's meant for growing or something like that, so then the animal will be muksa. But here, where it's meant for eating, so then the animal is not muksa, and or it belongs to a non-Jew, and a non-Jew's animal is not muksa. So if you milk the animal, then we can be lenient, as long as a Jew is watching it. Why does a Jew have to watch it? A Jew has to watch it, not because of Yom Tov issues, but because of Chal of Yisrael issues. That the halacha in Yoredeya is that there needs to be a Jew watching the non-Jew milk the cow in order for us to be able to drink that milk. Nowadays, many in America rely on the opinion of Moshe Feinstein that Chal of Stam, which means Chalav HaCompanies, because of the FDA approval on all, the USDA approval on all of the milk, that counts as though we know for sure that a non-Jew did not mix in anything else into it. Others do not, but either way, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, for sure we would require a Jew watching it in order to be allowed to drink it. And on Yom Tov, you're allowed to drink this. Why are you allowed to drink it? There's no issue of muksa, and there's no issue of nola, because since the Jew himself could have milked such a cow directly into food and be allowed to eat it, drink it, therefore that milk cannot be considered nola. It is considered to be prepared beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Beis Meir, who says that even according to this opinion, it's only okay if the non-Jew milks it into food. But if he milks it directly into an empty pot, then that for sure would not be okay. The Ramah continues, Achna hagu bo iser v'ein lashanos, the minug is to be machmir, but the Mishnah Berurah explains this only means to be machmir if you milk directly into an empty pot, but if a non-Jew milks a cow into food, so then we would still be makil. Miyu b'yom tov shogol yos, mutar b'yom tov sheni. If the animal is milked on the first day of Yom Tov, then you're allowed to drink it on the second day of Yom Tov, because for sure one of them is going to be not really Yom Tov, one of them is chol, and therefore you would be allowed to drink it on the second day. V'mutar lomer le'inudi lachlo b'hem tov b'shabes, ayin le'elsim and shin hei sifchaf, about amir la'akam, and simen tov kuf yud sifhei, discusses whether you're allowed to make the cheese from the milk on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes that if a non-Jew comes to you and says, this milk that I have was milked on the first day of Yom Tov, you are allowed to be makel and trust him, as long as he's saying in Messiah Chlefituma that he has nothing to gain from it, and therefore you'd be allowed to drink it on the second day of Yom Tov. Simen Tav Kav Vav, Sif Aleph, Ein Modin Kemech B'Yom Tov K'day Lalash. You're not allowed to measure flour on Yom Tov in order to make in order to mix with it or anything like that, to make a batter of any sort. Ela yikach ba'omid hadas. You would need to just take a bunch of the flour without measuring it and throw it into the bowl of whatever you're trying to make. The reason is because we saw it's only permissible to measure on Yom Tov for mitzvah purposes, or if the food is going to be ruined if you don't measure. So when it comes to flour, if you don't get the exact amount of flour, it's not going to ruin it, and therefore you're not allowed to measure. If it is the case that it would be ruined if you didn't, so then you would be allowed to measure, as long as you normally measure during the week. The Ramah comments, Umutar likach kemach min akli afal pi she'osa guma bekemach. You're allowed to take out making a hole, a ditch in the pile of flour that you're scooping out from, and there's no issue of asiyas guma. Only by dirt are you not allowed to scoop out a hole and make a ditch, but in the flour you'd be allowed to. And the reason given by the Shulchan Aruch Harav is because since the whole issue of making a ditch is asur mishum bona, of building, that's only prohibited in the ground, but not in something like flour, which has nothing to do with building whatsoever.